Because I am drinking an $8 bottle of beer.
I like beer because it is good. I drink beer because I should. If there was a song to sing, I sing it and beer you bring. I drink beer when I am sad, because the beer, it makes me glad. Now there's nothing left to say, so let's go drink beer.
Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good! It's the beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good!
Let's go drink some beer!
Welcome to the Silly Show. Something like that. I don't know. Good lord, people have noisy computers today.
Noisy computers.
Yeah, like lots of background noise. Like ridiculous.
Oh, there isn't possibly a ton of background noise in my game.
Oh, wait.
And by that, I mean there's a shit ton of background noise.
It's a war game.
Well, Pete, why don't you go play your war game when you're not going to be on my show, butthead?
Because then I'll just stare blankly at a wall while I'm doing the show, and I'll go insane.
I am not drunk. I am not drunk. Okay? Not contrary to popular belief, I am not... I am not drunk. I mean, I am drinking 40-proof beer.
What?
Yeah, it's 40-proof beer.
It must taste like absolute...
No,
like,
it tastes like wine.
Like chinchilla splinter.
No, it tastes like wine. Let me see here.
Rip.
You see how many listeners we have? 12!
Whoa, you broke double digits.
Oh, my God. I was in double digits when people were listening to me scream into a microphone. Like, that's essentially all I was doing.
Oh, God. Now, I think we're going to have to fill in from Connor because all the blood in his body is going to go to fuel his massive heart-on. He's going to pass out.
Yeah, no. The beer I'm drinking... let me find the link real quick. If it's not already... Oh, wow. Jesus Christ. Dogfish. Okay, so here we go. This is the beer I'm drinking, everybody. It's 18% alcohol, so I guess that would make it 36. Yes, a prisoner can theoretically be a co-host, since I'm running out of co-hosts, and I think I promised one or two people to be a co-host. So, and God, Luke, you cockfuck, Luke.
Before I left the call, David was asking if you needed people.
I actually do, because I can't get a hold of Chase. I need to give him another call, like on the next song, but.
Chase is very elusive. He comes with the tide.
He told me to give him a call, and I gave him a motherfucking call, and he wasn't there. And I was like, yes. Anyway, welcome to the Serial Silly Show, brought to you by beer, because I am drinking beer, and it's good. So that's the thing. Background track tonight is Media Xavier.
Does alcohol, like, fuel your retort powers?
Sometimes. Why?
Are you, like, a Futurama robot?
Because with your, like... alcohol fuels Bender's cells.
Oh, yeah. Well, it fuels, yeah. I'm alcohol powered.
Only it fuels your over-analytical pony retorts.
Yeah. All right, so let me see. I want to be a co-host so I can say dickbag on the internet. Well,
okay, bring him on. Have him say dickbag and then cut him off right away.
Well, you have to add Cyril the Wolf on Skype, which shouldn't be too hard because my goddamn name is in chat. So if I have to actually type it out for you, I swear to God, I will have to punch you through the fucking internet. Let's see here. Might need to grab David, but for now, let's see.
By the way, coming soon, Gordon Ramsay Pony.
Oh God, Gordon Ramsay Pony.
We're on the air, right?
Yes, we are on the air.
Ignore that. Yes.
Wait, what? Dude, we've been on the air. I haven't played a song yet. Normally I say, and the next song, before we aren't on air. Okay, welcome, co-host experiment number one.
Oh.
Or not.
Co-host experiment number one.
Well, I guess what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the next song because it has a cool title. It's called Four on the Floor.
Wow.
Before
that's going to be like the most generic club garbage ever.
But it's spelled like golf.
Oh.
I'm not.
this guy who we have on, like, I, no offense if you're like older than this, but like you sound like me when I was like 13.
Well, that's because like, it's a verbatim. Girl. But yeah, so.
Because believe it or not, Connor, me and my friend, we actually have four, quote, albums, unquote, where we just found MIDIs off the internet and put the speakers by the mic, not recorded it directly into the MIDI, played the MIDI, put the speakers by the mic, and just freestyled over the MIDI, and then whatever like came out, that was the song.
Oh.
And we had four albums of this.
Oh, God. Is that like the, is that like the three books of shit?
I mean, some of the stuff we ended up coming up with on the cuff was pretty good, but admittedly, that was few and far between.
All right, so we have guest Critical Mass. I don't know if I was on air when I said that, but I have Luke Kiever, Lucas, Luke, Guitar, Luke, who well, sounds exactly like my blonde. Friend Troy.
Crabcore Luke.
Crabcore Luke, yes. Crabcore. Mm. Cool. Wow, Chase, you just sound like you got ate by a tunnel. How did that happen? That's so weird. You sound like you were eaten by a tunnel.
Yeah.
But anyway, so
it was
tonight's. Yeah, tonight's silly show. We're gonna read a fanfic. Called The Best Fic Ever.
It's the best fic ever.
Believe it or not, it was written after a silly show. I'm not going to read it yet. I'm not going to read a Garfield fanfic because that'll make me die.
Me as well.
You'll die of awful.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, it can't be as bad as the Smurfs fanfic on OCAD.
I was there for that. That was awful.
It was so bad.
It was so bad we didn't finish it.
The best fanfic I've ever read was this Kirby one. It was
oh god, not that one.
Yes, that was hilarious.
Oh god,
I read that one on my phone, my $9 special phone, just to see how bad it was.
I'm gonna see if I can find that link again. Actually, I'm gonna post it in here.
Oh boy,
it's
yay, pick more minds.
No, I don't know if I want to read this. But anyway, so yeah, Octavia, if you're downloading Skype, since you're downloading Skype just to get on my show, I may, I may let you on, even though I have reached critical mass for guests.
How many do we have right now?
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, we have, two guests and the normal co-hosts, but that's still 6 people. Yes, I did see your Skype message, Grant, and I'm not playing it because it's a 12-minute song.
Have fun, guys.
Just don't play a friggin' PUDS entry, the 25-minute one.
Yeah, I forgot to download the DOD. I usually use that as a backing track. I'll probably do it next week.
Can we read this Kirby fanfic aloud?
Please. I don't want to break my mind anymore. I haven't recovered from OCAD.
Oh, you listen to OCAD.
First one.
Which one?
The one that was on Sunday.
Oh, that one was pretty bad.
That was my second one, I think.
Kirby's Engagement.
Ew.
Oh, I read this shit. No. Triple no. Like,
I have a bad memory, but I still remember how bad that was.
Scootaloob, okay? That's, like, anybody who was there for that, Scootaloob, that's the line we draw, and this goes over that line by, like, 15 miles. Plus 3 to the third power times 6.
And like I picture a container, or like a, what do you call it? Like a tube of lube, but it has Scootaloo's face on it.
Oh god.
Yeah, I'd really rather not read a fan fiction for one night.
We're gonna read this one because it was written about the silly show.
Okay, I really don't want anything to do with anything I'm a part of to be a fan fiction.
No, you're not in it. Like it's like a silly show fan fiction, but it was like written about the chat room people, not us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so,
I'm not in it.
I guess that's okay then.
Of course you're not in it. This is like the first night you've listened to this goddamn show, and I'm letting you on as a guest. You should feel really special, and if you don't feel special, I will hurt you.
Yay, it worked.
Yay. But yeah, so let me double check here. 4 minutes to download Skype. 10:48 right now. Yeah, let's read this shit. Let's see if we can get it done. You have the link in the Skype chat, and I'm gonna post the link into the Wait, I already posted it. Well, whatever. I posted it again. Okay, now we're gonna read it. So, this is written entirely by Nico or Valron.
Bahu.
I don't know. Okay, so. Oh. Yes. 26 minutes and 56 seconds after midnight. Marshmallow. Well, one day, Lexi was walking down the street when she spotted a wild dick owl. Wild dick owl, you spread. Lexi. Why? Being an avid Pokemon trainer, she hastily readied a Pokeball, but oh fuck, Dick Owl was too fast for her. It started to fly away, so she ran up to it and grabbed onto his foot. It flew up away anyway, with her in tow. They flew for hours, its mighty dick wings easily supporting her weight. Eventually,
Batwings. Haven't you seen, like, waiting?
No.
Batwings.
there's a picture that goes along with this, actually, but...
Yeah, it came out of the mind of Chase. That's all you need to know.
Eventually, they came to a forest clearing when Dick Owl lit down a tree stub.
Although, if you know Chase and you knew someone in our group drew it and you read that it had dicks for wings, you're an idiot if you didn't put two and two together.
The word dick wings should have just been the thing. I hope. Oh, God. Yeah, anyway. Where was I? They flew for hours as Mighty Dick... When Dick Owl lit down on a tree stump, Lexi realized its toe claws had grown around and into the flesh of her arm. Wow! Creepy. Oh. Tentacle time now? Valron asks in chat.
Ow.
I hate this man, Lexi said as she realized what was happening to her arm. As tentacly roots started infiltrating her veins, she let out a cry of pleasure. Apparently, this Dick Owl's roots were a powerful aphrodisiac. It's actually common
knowledge. So it's a grass type?
I don't fucking know. it's a dick type. Suddenly, Marshmallow showed up. She had a tape recorder. Wait, Marshmallow's a she?
Look.
What?
Dude, was this written with a Mad Lib or something?
I don't know. Okay, so anybody else want to read, by the way? I mean, we have a bit to go, but I was just like, who wants to read next?
I would offer, like, immediately, but I'm kind of next to living room.
Oh.
And so I'd rather not.
Well, it's a great time for that awkward moment you've always wanted.
Lexi, oh wait, that doesn't make things better. And Marshmallow was like, oh man, I'm glad I'm getting this all on film. It was a videotape recorder now. Can I not be a victim of tentacle rape? Lexi asked as she tried to resist. This kind of shit never happens to Cyril. As Lexi started to get wet,
wow.
Down there, in quotes, for
actually,
whatever reason.
I'm going to go upstairs, see if my computer's working now real quick. I'll be back.
Okay. The dick owl turned to her and spoke. He spoke words of wisdom and words of Latin. He even spoke some elvish. He spoke many words, none of them coherent. Oh, fucking shit nuggets! But then he spoke in English, he said. Lexi, don't deny your true calling. You are destined to become one with the Pokemon. Your true calling is to be a Pokemon breeder, like Brock!
God, you want to be like Brock? He's a loser.
Only if someone else suffers too. Okay, wait. Who next reader?
Oh, for the love of... Oh, wait.
No, we're at only if someone else suffers too.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah, okay. So go.
Only if someone else suffers too. Oh, for the love of... Don't worry, Lexi. This will be a suffering for me, sass much as it is for you.
Sass much?
Wow.
Random there. Then why not find someone who won't make you suffer? Lexi cried in a stereotypically wanksty manner, as if it would get her out of this. The dick owl grunted in disgust as it let fly a dick at her Lexi cervical. And then Valron showed up. Out where? It's like, all cats, so important.
And then Valron showed up!
Yes! He said, where am I? Oh, he doesn't even know where the hell he came from, that's good. Oh, hi Marsh, hey Lexi. Oh, gross, a human. He then turned back to Lexi. You see, I was chosen by my people, much like you were. You were chosen by my people, too, I mean. Wait, did I whisper that in her ear? What's up with the
parentheses? I don't even know. just read it. Just read it.
Valron said confusedly, who was chosen? I was chosen by me people. Okay, so he has an accent. By me people to conduct that horrible breeding experiment. So human, to turn a dying breed into a half human, half dick own. Is that its evolution?
Dick owl evolves into dick own. And it's just like, it looks exactly like dick owl, but there's more dicks.
I just walked into this conversation.
That would be the correct evolution for a chase.
I just walked into this conversation.
I don't know. He's choosing the wrong person, though.
And one of the first things I hear is more dicks. I was like, what?
So is your computer
the final solution has to be... The final evolution has to be a dick with a bunch of owls on it.
Yes.
Oh god, the image I just got on my head was the ferret, but it was a giant dick.
Oh. Okay, right. so here, listen to something dark and creepy while we take a break. This is called Abandoned Battle.
Action.
La 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 la. We're back.
That was a hard to open friggin' Slim Jim.
Okay, so as
that started out as like BYOB and ended on like Deck the Halls.
Ha.
Weird.
La 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 la. Wow. Wow. That's actually kind of frightening. Anyway.
Big difference.
So we're back to the serious.
I'd like to look at like the science behind the neurology and see exactly what like what thought processes led up to something beginning that way and then ending that way?
I'm pretty sure I don't know, but it could have something to do with the alcohol. Even though I'm drinking it slowly enough where... where it doesn't matter. All right.
Just don't drop it.
No, I've already drank it all.
Oh.
I took the last sip.
How are you still drinking it slowly if there's none left to drink?
Because I just took the last drink. God damn. Get off my ass, man. Or whatever. God.
Man, Connor, fuck you, dude.
Why is that funny? Shut up.
Fuck
okay.
Sideways.
Man, Connor, we're going to...
Or whatever that hamburger said in the final couple seconds, I forget, but it was really fucking funny.
Fuck me now. Fuck me now.
So hard at MAGFest.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. It's going to be Chase's birthday at MAGFest, too, so we're going to get him so crunk he'll end up on the roof.
Chase, are you turning 21?
Well, he's...
No.
He's turning 23!
He's reached level 23, yay!
He's going to drink Ultra Booze!
Ultra Booze!
It's such awesome booze. It's rated an actual.
I thought you were younger than Connor for some reason.
No, he's older than me.
It's 11.5 proof.
I had the best 21st birthday. I met Dan Buchanan on my 21st birthday, and which was chiptune concert. And it was awesome.
Oh God, that must have been hilarious.
Okay,
that was his best 21st birthday.
Back to the fan fiction, or I'll drop you both.
No, never. Not again. No, wait.
Anyway, I was chosen. Oh, wait. Okay, so in the last episode, I was chosen by my people to just conduct a horrible breeding experiment with a human to turn our dying breed into a half-human, half-dickone hybrid.
Here's my question really quick. He's already failing because he's not a dickone yet, see?
Well, yeah.
I guess they don't have good brains.
No. Okay, so... A hybrid that possesses both dicks of an owl and that nad the hat of a human. What? Hats are not a genetic trait! Lexi screamed before looking at Valron. Oh, hi. I wonder what would be becoming of you. Need some help there, Lexi? Inquired Valron. Yes, Lexi whined. Get this dick out of my syrup hole. Valron suddenly jumped up. I know what you need, he declared, and proceeded to run off into the forest. The dick owl gave a great grunt of disgust, and his ear as his ear dicks came.
What?
Oh man, my earf dicks, they're coming. Oh, for the love of crap, I hate being the chosen one. Why couldn't they have hired Anakin Skywalker, or Shadow the Hedgehog, or like Buffy or something? This dick is still in my syrup hole. Oh,
doesn't
Lexi.
Sound like season... Why is she so nonchalant about it? It's like, fuck, it's still there. Come on.
Oh, Lexi, I'll club your Pokemon trainer hat. Kiss me. And with that, the talking dick owl shoves his tongue into Lexi's protesting mouth. But it was also a dick tongue!
Oh, God, it's like tonguey.
Dude, I imagine like the first episode of Pokemon where he wakes up late and all the three starters have already been taken. So he's like, oh, you know, sorry, you're late. They're all taken. Here's what's left. Dick owl.
For as long as he remembered, Lexi had also had possessed terrible luck due to being the chosen one. Like the time she was chosen to pleasure someone with a spinal cord. She
What?
Like the time she was chosen to pleasure someone with a spinal cord.
Talk about boning someone.
Troy, I mean, Taylor, I mean, Gerby.
It was too easy.
She cried vermilion tears of blood in despair as she was om-nommed by the dick owl, and the dick remained in her syrup hole. Oh, man!
Mom as a verb.
Don't stop me now. I'm having such a good time.
The dick owl...
I love it. I'm loving this fanfic.
The dick owl siad through his mouthful of Lexi. My wind dicks are coming! And then his wing dicks came, spreading the ground with the magical toothpaste of love. And then his tongue dick pushed farther into her throat so far that they went down her esophagus. Ugh. And then it split into two tongue dicks and they burst out her nipples? And then came all over the dick owl himself. He continued fucking Lexi with his dick. Lexi,
wait, so his dick has a dick?
Apparently.
I saw his hentai on the dick tongue once. It was hilarious.
Lexi choked. Apparently, they didn't know that Pokemon trainers needed to breathe. She silently wished for death, and as the death blood tears kept running down her face, as the tongue dicks burst through her nipples, she wondered how the fuck she was not dead. Marshmallow. Lexi has it's a small tongue dick. He's just a little owl, after all. Cock dick, sorry. Still, this shit is messed up. I've done it! Screamed Valron as he returned, holding mortar and pestle filled with strange berry-looking paste. I have made a powerful acid aphrodisiac form only common plants and berries, roared Valron. Valron then spread the paste all over Lexi's syrup hole and her plot hole.
Roared Valron.
Valron. Double Valron. As Lexi's throat tightened around the dick owl's tongue dicks, he thrust even harder through her nipples, and then he made a cum of dicks. He came a cum of dicks.
Man, what the fuck? Dragon Quest X is gonna be an MMO. That's bullshit.
A quick sidebar. Dragon Quest IX was kind of like, it was leaning in that direction.
Cyril.
What?
I never played
There's going to be a fee even if you want to play online. You have to actually start out online, apparently. But I don't know for sure there's going to be a concert.
Welcome to the world of MMOs, Connor. Okay, sure.
No, I'm not buying it. I thought it would be cool, but it's not going to be cool.
Where you do everything online and never solo.
My nipples, they have dicks coming out of them, apparently. Okay, and then she remembered the time she was turned into a vampire.
What?
A horrible memory, almost as horrible as the fact that she was being raped by a dick owl and some weird dude with paste. Why was it horrible? Because she was turned into it by a very famous vampire. Anobi Darkness Dementia Raven Way.
What? I think that was supposed to be Ebony.
No, it's supposed to be Anobi. And then and Lexi enjoyed it because her vampire hormones turned on. Oh, fuck no! Lexi, what the fuck is this? Oh my god. Lexi.
Hey, I put a Pokedex entry in the chat.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Dick Owl, phallic Pokemon, 0 feet, 9 inches, 0.5 pounds. Dick Owl is known to have coitus with various human females. You can tell the age of one by the amount of penises on its body. Oh boy. With that, we're going to play a narcissistic song, Nario, Hands in the Air, off of his More of Me album. Just do a search for Nario More of Me, you'll find it.
Good album.
Yeah, it is a good album. It's chiptune-y. These vocals are pretty good, I think. You're actually kind of listening to it right now because Gnarly is playing. But here we go. Hands in the air. We'll be right back. We're back. And it's gonna be cool. Coke say so. Yes, so that's now you know, now you understand.
For some reason I'm thinking we should call this episode Dick Owl and the Legend of the Seven Stars.
Why, I might just say call it that. Cause that's fucking hilarious.
It's a good name, I
So does does anybody other than Murby want to read or
what? Why am I stuck reading?
No, no, anyone other than Murby. I'm making you not read. I'll take all of it since it's my show if needed.
No, I don't care. It's pretty it's all laltacular.
Right. Fair enough.
Laltacular.
Valron, I've reached critical mass. Maybe next time we read a fanfiction.
I just imagine since it's critical mass, like when you add him, it literally explodes into an explosion of dicks and they fly everywhere.
As long as there's fire, I seem to have lost my incendiary device.
Oh, yeah. But I'm going to take all of it. But somebody needs to...
I bet you're going to take all of it.
Shut up. Someone needs to link... wow, 14 listeners. Shit. Someone needs to link...
Wow.
Yeah, right? I feel
weird. We're all listening to
the power of the dick owl. It attracts listeners.
So somebody has to upload the picture of Dick Owl. The old dick
owl.
Oh
yeah, I was just about to do that. Okay, and then instantly got distracted by something.
Dick Owl's ability, he attracts listeners.
But yeah, so only 86 more and I die. Go link it there, Brian, while I'm reading this awful, amazing, awfulishly amazing, awful story. So Lexi felt the sex paste take effect instantly, making her syrup hole overflow with sweet, sweet syrup. Lexi's plot hole also loosened invitingly due to the effects. Dick Owl, at sensing this news telepathically, quickened his pace. He continued fucking her love canal and fucked her veins with his rooty toes even harder. Suddenly, the Dick Owl came from his toes, producing two owl-shaped lumps on her biceps.
Oh, Jesus
Did it emit radiation? What the fuck?
Oh. I'm taking
guess
a
it's
drink.
A grass poison type.
It's a dick type. Oh, man! Lexi screamed mentally, mostly out of pleasure, but also because the weird dude with the paste was probably going to sell that syrup to people for profit. The dick owl, feeling his prey give a cry of lust, let out a scream of rage! He screamed as he came tears of blood into Lexi's syrup hole. This isn't even making any sense now.
She's like, blah, 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 blah.
I just imagine like fluids coming out of everything.
Blood everywhere.
Valron, sensing Lexi's worry, said suddenly, "Don't worry, Lexi. I would never sell another person's body fluids. That's just not cool." Wait. Oh, fuck. All the whole syrup is ruined. Valron shouted in disgust. But you would let me get raped. Thought Lexi bitterly as tears of blood entered her
What's
sex.
What's he gonna do with the syrup? Put it on his penis pancakes?
I don't know.
Okay, that's a contender for episode title, penis pancakes.
entered her sex. How totes cross? How totes cross? What? Lexi, you guys are totally picking on me here, but it's cool, I think. Wait, this is rape? I thought you had congested and you were just... Wait.
Everyone check your chat.
God. Dick Owl.
Okay, so this
I
is
falls into dick own.
This is
what do I imagine that his Pokedex entry on the left side says type 1 dicks, type 2 dicks.
Oh, yeah, that's the original Dick Owl. So here we go with the best line in this thing. Wait, this is rape? I thought you had consented and were just into rape play, shouted Valron. Well, you're a fucking idiot! Lexi screamed. Lexi in her thoughts. Oh God, what is even happening?
Wait. Is it psychic as well? Because how is she screaming it in her thoughts
I
and
have
he can hear it?
No idea.
Where didn't it say they were?
Why are you trying to make sense of this? If you try to make sense of this, your brain is going to implode on itself. And while that would be hilarious,
it already has from OCAD. Okay.
Well,
just one episode.
Well, maybe I think Chase writes a good fanfic. All right.
Well, Chase didn't write this, but Chase indirectly spawned this fanfic.
Chase.
Wait, say that again, Chase.
You don't want to see a fanfic I can write.
I actually, that's a good point. I don't think I do. In fact, I've seen a fanfic you've written, Chase, and it scarred me mentally. So.
I don't know. I was able to. I recognized Chase's new portrait picture like within the first 10 seconds.
No, yeah, that was incredible.
That wasn't even incredible, actually. But his thing is just now genitals. So. Well, you're not gonna see it because I don't know where it is. Anyway, so Valron ripped the dick owl from his place atop Lexi and tore out several of his toes from Lexi's vein. Oh well, too late now, he said. That's it, you ducking Pokemon. That's the last time you ruined my Lexi's syrup whole syrup sales business.
What the?
And so Valron clumbed atop the dick own and fucked him good. Valron, damn it, stop talking for me. But then he realized that Dick Owl's ass was also a dick, so he fucked that ass dick anyway. That made the sex even better. A lot of the fun was had by both parties until he realized that the ass dick he was fucking sent tendrils of veiny, Rudy-like toes up into his own penis and now were growing into his veins. They felt so damn good.
Oh my goodness.
Valron then came berry paste into the Dick Owl. Gallons and gallons of berry paste that he then fuck even harder. Oh fuck, said
Valron. Hey, I'll take from here if you don't mind.
Wait a second. Okay, you can in a second, but after I probably play another song.
Yeah. Oh god.
But one thing I want to say is
Dick Owens in the chat.
Well, Dick Owens in the chat, but if you're reading along with this, Matt Priet, why do you have so many commissions of yourself? KFC bowl. Oh, God. Chase, what the fuck? Chase, what the fuck? God damn it! I don't think I can ever eat that again.
I'll never eat KFC again now.
You gotta delete.
No, I'm kidding.
It's almost done. Crayola Brony. So, all right, we're gonna play this one, bearded cockfight with someone to rock with. We'll finish out this fan fiction, and then I'm gonna go take a nap. Well, I'm not actually gonna take a nap, but I feel like I need to.
I remember it was life if you weren't around.
did. We are back, and Murby's gonna finish out this damn fanfiction. Go.
Oh, I have to finish the whole thing.
Well, it's not that much.
Okay. Let me just... Oh, wow, it isn't. This is just like a blank page at the end. Oh, fuck, said Valron as he could feel the roots climbing through the veins in his dick and his balls. You can hear me, right?
Yeah.
Just making sure. He knew this couldn't end well. The roots kept Varon. Okay, so it's affecting Varon, too. Connected to the dick, Helen, the roots squeezed it off. Ouch, Kvaron thought. How many people are this is affecting? As you continued to calm the toothpaste. Gallons and gallons of berry toothpaste. My spelling keeps getting worse, says Marshmallow. Lexi wondered when she would have to report to her sire and Nobby. As she looked for Marshmallow. Oh god, that man is hurt. What should I do? Lexi pondered to herself. What the heck is pondered? she fingered her vagina synonym.
Vagina
synonym of it. Marsh, you gotta fuck this thing. It feels so great. Oh, now the narrator's speaking. That's good. Then Dickow came with rage. This is not my test. Dickow screamed. He took off into the air, carrying Valron with him. Valron's dick was still stuck in the dick. Dickow's ass dick, and the Dickow's toe roots were still embedded in his dick. To hell with the press, Valron screamed back. Oh, wait! I'm afraid of... was the last thing anyone ever heard Valron, ever hear Valron say. Lexi kept fingering as she watched the pain Varlon had to be going through. It was very sexy because Sadum is gothic, and she was sired by Yanabi. The most normal day I've ever had. Lexi moaned as she came river.
Came river again
for 2 whole weeks. Wait, he was never seen again for 2 whole weeks. Okay. Marshmallow, and that's how Equestria was made. La Fin. See, what was that even? And then Valron said P.S., and Marshmallow made millions from movie sales. The end.
Okay, thank God. Like, that was good. It got a little excessive at the end. But I approve of the first fan fiction spawned by this show.
Yep.
It was rather interesting.
Hey, Connor.
Oh, yeah, what?
Dude, we're reading the Kirby one next, dude.
No, we're not gonna. First of all, the show only has 40 minutes left. Second of all, I'm not putting my listeners through 2 terrible fanfictions in one night.
I didn't mean right now. I asked for next.
Oh, well, sometime. I might want to take a break from fanfics next time.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It's crazy shit.
It's getting insane. I mean, it's not. Yeah,
dude, fanfics give me headaches. I have a headache now. Every time.
Less rape and more stupid. Yes, Coldplay does suck a lot.
Coldplay does. Well, wait, I've never actually heard Coldplay that much.
I don't mind Coldplay myself. I mean, they did give out a free live album on their website once for anyone to get, so that's kind of cool.
I don't know. Connor needs more dicks. Yes.
Whenever I want to mellow out, I listen to Pain of Salvation.
Pain of Salvation. I was listening to Pain of Salvation today. Holy really? Crap! Yeah, man, I was.
What is Pain of Salvation?
They're an amazing band. I might play a song.
They're amazing Swedish progressive rock.
Yeah,
band.
And like their singer is so good.
And,
yes, I keep cutting out.
Hey, it'll work. Thank
you. Yeah, I've been practicing singing along with Pain of Salvation songs. Just so
what album were you listening to?
Revival's the one I'm working on now, but I'm also looking into King of Loss because it's really good. I can't remember what album. Yeah.
The best album is Remedy Lane.
Which is the one. Stop! God damn it!
Yeah, it's pissing me.
Like, God, we're trying to talk, and you're like, oh! And which is like, it's funny if you're angry, but you're not angry, and it's
I'm getting irritated because it keeps cutting out on me. I'm sorry.
Well, if it's... yeah, okay. I guess that makes sense, but...
But yeah, Pain of Salvation.
So why is really... it... Yeah, Pain of Salvation. Okay.
Actually, they almost toured a Dream Theater in America, but... And I actually went on that tour, but their record label ran out of money, so they couldn't tour in America. That pissed me off. That made me so angry because I wanted to see them so bad. Pain of Salvation is such a good band.
Yes, they are a good band. But I am disappointed that they weren't able to come. I had to do it. Okay, so Before I play the next song, everyone, okay, so who in this chat room wants to be part of the live the live situation room thing?
What?
Basically,
so we're at critical mass.
We are. No. Listen. Let me finish. I swear to God. Okay, so basically, here's where we go. Not an interview. We get a situation. Chase, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here, Connor.
Put your mouth closer to your microphone.
It's now inside my mouth.
I don't think unplug that mic. Unplug that microphone. Unplug the microphone you're nomming on, because you weren't using it last time we were talking, and you sounded better than this.
Oh, herp derp, derpity herp. Oh, herpity derp.
Did you not have it plugged in, Chase?
I am trying. You guys are trying to pick me up from my computer laptop mic instead of the mic I'm actually trying to fucking use.
You retarded asshole! You retarded asshole!
Oh, that's wow.
Oh, my God.
God.
Can I be heard now?
Yes, well, now you can turn yourself down. God damn it.
Dude, what's with this? Is this like the KFC, mashup bowl, but it's got dicks drawn on it?
Yes,
it's called a dick bowl.
Man, I want KFC really bad now.
But is that the base picture, that KFC, like $5 mashup bowl with the potatoes and the chicken and all that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't look at that.
Anyway, so, okay, Chase, I need you to start brewing about a situation, because everyone, or not everyone in chat, but four people in chat take on a name, and you're going to start RPing as either Chase, me, I don't know, Taylor, you want to be a part of this?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, because you're not cutting out for me. Luke, do you want to be a part of this?
Sure.
Okay. Brian?
I'll pass.
Has Pete actually been here?
No. I don't know.
No, Pete. Oh. Pete, hello?
I saw a blue line around his face, picture, question mark thing.
Wait, we have a lot of guests this time, so I think they should all get their fair shot.
Yeah, okay. So, all right. So, Chase, Taylor, and Murphy, whatever. And Luke.
I go by Taylor. I don't care. Whatever.
Okay, cool. So, Chase, Taylor, and Luke, and me. We're all four of you. Talk amongst yourselves while I play this next song. Pick a name, whoever changes their nick first, to fake whatever the name is. And then you're going to RP with a situation given to you by Chase while we play the next couple songs. And then we're going to read it in our voices.
I can't talk like this.
I'm confused.
If you really want to. No, well, okay, you're not in the chat room. Yeah, you're in the chat room. But you'll figure it out. I'll explain it to you over the next song. Okay, so everyone... Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Next song is going to be Lunar Eclipse Millennium by Meteo Xavier. Thank you. we have returned with the situation that fake people need to... We still need a goddamn fake Luke and a celestial damned fake asshole Luke. Chase. Love you, Chase.
Fake Chase.
And I mean, I swear to God, I will RP as Chase if needed, and you do not want me to RP as Chase. You just don't want it to happen, boys and girls. Well, girl.
I can do the announcement. Welcome to the Situation Room. Dun dun dun.
Dun 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 dun. Yeah, that's what we'll call this section, the Situation Room. And,
and dude, yeah, no, I just realized something. Like, Taylor is like Bizarro World Splee. He's like if Splee was actually like a cool person and didn't annoy me.
Oh, Murphy.
Talking about me being that?
Huh?
Talking about me being that?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, my voice may be deep, but I am a girl, so...
Wait, what? What? That didn't... What? That had nothing to...
Well, he said he.
Well, yes. Oh, yeah, okay, fair enough. Well, your name is Taylor. That
dude,
is
I thought... Name. I actually thought you were like a 13-year-old guy, sorry.
No.
My bad.
Don't worry about it.
Dude, I feel like an asshole. Sorry.
I forget it. I'm laughing, so it's okay.
This Pop-Tart's delicious.
Okay, well, wait a second. We need to give the situation. There's still no fake Luke or fake...
Or maybe we need the situation from Jersey Shore.
Nobody gives a shit, dude.
Yeah, I guess not. So I'm going to be fake... I'm going to be fake Chase. And
I'm trying to
stop
Luke, fake
Luke,
me
Luke,
is.
Luke, you RP as yourself in the chat room.
Yeah, Luke, what do you do in such a situation?
All right, so.
Kick some ass.
Who's fake me? I'm trying to figure out.
I don't know who fake you is. That works.
Let me scroll up. All right, I'll figure it out.
So now we have it. Now we have the fake Taylor. I think
Marshmallow. Yeah. Okay, that works.
All right, so now we have it. So Chase.
Yes.
Could you read us the situation, please?
Yes. Okay, so the situation is Connor is trying to tempt me into entering his sweet love cavern, aka his ass. Chase contemplates such temptations, but before he can answer, Luke walks in, dressed as a female sheep herder dressed in Buffalo Bills football gear with Taylor in tow, dressed like a Mexican cartel drug lord who inexplicably speaks an American accent. P.S. I have a massive erection right now.
12 feet.
So,
Chase, I can't even comprehend.
Anyway, so now everyone...
Not the syrup hole again.
We'll start to RP with this in the chat room. And then, well, over this next song. And then whatever happens, the people involved will read their parts.
I'll do this.
Let's read it one more time, Chase, for the win. Oh, there we go.
Connor's trying to tempt me into entering his sweet love cavern, aka his anus.
Yes. You need to tempt Chase. And here we go. We're playing Fandango by Pan Himself. We'll be right back. Kind of. I mean, we're mostly done with this anyway. So now we now I need everyone to stop posting things. I need everyone to stop posting things in chat for a moment because I don't know how to scroll up in chat. Actually, wait. Maybe I can just copy paste.
Hold bar.
You click those arrows down there. Do you see those arrows?
Yeah, they're kind of black inside a white
box. Shut up, you fucking dickholes!
Have you used a computer before?
Oh, that didn't work. God.
How's computer work?
All right, so but problem is like with me, it's auto scrolls. I don't know how to turn that off.
Oh yeah, that yeah.
So I can't. It's really hard to read. So, but anyway, let's see. I think
use a mustache to murder. Stop.
So okay, so begin. Fake cereal. Chase. God damn it. God.
One sec. I'm gonna try to copy it all and paste it into Skype so we can get
this
done.
I think I'm pregnant. You can't be pregnant. You're a man. That is true. Would you like to watch my chest hairs move in slow motion?
The formatting is terrible on that, but at least it's something.
I'm trying to figure out something else here so I don't have such a tiny window here.
Alright, so I guess it starts with fake cereal, so... Wait, click the triangles to auto... Really?
Wait, what?
Oh! No, it doesn't work. Never mind.
Let's just do this.
Oh, wait, two triangles on the lower right. Oh, that. Oh!
Hey, that worked a lot better.
Okay, well, thank you, Math Grant.
So we start from the narrator.
So, yes.
Begin!
Alright, so narrator, yes, begin. I need to scroll back up because I still was at the bottom. Oh, where did the narrator go? Okay, cool. Jace, you must enter my plot hole now!
Oh, God.
But should I fuck you in the plot hole or not? Rubs chin and penis. Sorry, brah.
If you don't, all of the plot will be destroyed.
Oh, Jesus. This is still scrolling down and popping back up for me. I got, like, motion sickness right now. Hold on.
Settings. Oh, wait, there's a settings button. Automatically set focus to input field. No.
I like destroying plot zero. You know this. Wait. Yo, you know this.
Only your dick is the race. What?
Oh, no, keep going.
Chris Ryberg says hi.
Oh, hi, Chris. Only your dick is the right size to plug it. Fine, you caught me. I just want to have gay sex with you.
Dun, dun, dun.
Did I hear somebody accidentally all the plot? Isn't that dangerous?
What will it take to make you agree? I'll literally do anything I can.
Maybe so. He stands on the outside of the room with his dick atop of Cyril's ass. But now, you are going to be destroyed by Uranus. In surprise, he turns towards Tyler's speaking and hits her with his large penis.
Oh, rock my face! It's full of penis!
Oh!
Crayola Brony has been logged out. Time out. Fake Taylor. Or Taylor.
Yeah, I already did that part. Yeah,
she swooned. Ow. She swooned.
Taylor. Oh, shit, sorry, Mexican drug cartel lord.
Please give me all of your sweet, sweet, salty dick.
Why, yes, that is my name.
Now, Cyril, my dick is covered in crack.
How did you know my name?
Would you like to join in, Mr. Mexican cartel lord?
Because you have a name tag.
Oh, fuck.
I was about to say that.
Thought I got rid of this piece of shit.
Indeed. Now do a line off my dick.
The Mexican drug cartel lord stares intently, but is unable to speak. He breathes in deep and now becomes extremely high off crack. Luke.
Fuck all of you.
No! Rape me!
Oh, Jesus.
Say my name, bitch. Scream my name.
Your request to rape you are going.
I have two holes open in with me.
Donkey punches. Oh shit, I lost my place.
Donkey punches Cyril's balls.
Yes, indeed I do.
Die, hombre.
Done. Oh, and that was it.
Super the narrative
right.
Done.
Cyril.
Well, yes, I got raped. Okay, wow, that was.
Say my name.
So interesting.
It's like what happens when a train hits a cow on the track and then just keeps going.
Mm-hmm.
There's blood everywhere.
That was like utterly insane. I feel bad. I feel bad for Crayola Brony. He's just like, man, I am not into this. And he left.
He's like, screw this, I'm out later.
Yeah, well, he might listen to the podcast. Oh man, it's 11:46. Did I ever do a serious section?
No.
Sure.
Never.
Shall we do a serious section about being serious when we're silly?
Let's talk about music. Talk about music's always fun.
It's always fun, says the musician. How about
that
Avenged
Sevenfold? I like that.
Avenged Sevenfold. Who listens
Avenged
to
Avenged Eightfold.
I used to.
I used to listen to them a lot in high school.
I like their newest album is really good because the guitar tone was pretty amazing, actually.
I haven't heard the new album yet.
The new album has a really good guitar tone. That's really all you need to know.
The only album I listened to religiously was Waking the Fallen. I still like that album too. That's actually my least favorite song on the album, personally.
Yeah, it's actually not that great a song. Like, the much better song is Won't See You Tonight, Part 1.
That's a good song.
That wasn't
my favorite either, but it's good.
Well, yeah, but it's... you know.
The whole album's really good, honestly. It's like Dream Theater's Images and Words. Every song is good.
Hollywood Undead. Actually, I'm going to play Everywhere I Go, because I like that song. It's funny.
This candy... So delicious.
Okay, you can change your
Yeah, no one can be
Which
fake.
Which one's the real Cyril? I can't tell.
No one. Oh, by the way, Cyril.
Yes.
I think it's hilarious. If you play Final Fantasy IV After Years, Golbez is metal. One of his attacks even does a metal scream.
Oh wow. That's actually
When he's
cool.
casting a spell, he's doing the rock on thing, or at least it looks like it.
Cool.
Golbez is metal, I always knew it.
Golbez is metal.
The best Final Fantasy is still 9.
I never actually played it, so I really can't just be like, are you serious? But, wow, I said that in the most, like, freaking flaming way I could. Are you serious?
Man, no offense, but you did just have two of your gaping anuses open.
I have two anuses now?
Yes! Yes! The only thing that can handle the penises.
Wait, what? Luke?
Me, Luke. You, Jam Space, Orion.
Orion? Yes! 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 Yes.
We're gonna do that. I'm not gonna flake out Magfest this time.
Yes!
We're gonna rock out. Whenever I practice guitar, I still play Orion like every day.
Marshmallow, I beckon you to change back.
Oh shit, now I actually have to learn it. But,
the solo in that song's great to play. I'm gonna
play a song real quick by the name of Everywhere I Go by the Hollywood Undead. And it's a pretty funny song, so enjoy. And we'll be right back to close out the show in the best way we can.
What's the best way we can?
I have no idea. I'll figure that out in a minute.
Drunk or not, turn it up loud and feel the ambiance.
How about we do that for an entrance? Everyone warm up and start.
We're back on the air.
Yes, we are.
Jesus Christ.
I like growling.
I like growling with your nipples in between my pits. I know that's redundant, but why don't you just give me lips? Because...
Was that a monkey rendition of Down with the Sickness?
Yeah. They're trying to be disturbed, dude.
Ooh, ah, ah. Oh,
that sounds like a little kid doing it.
Come on, get down with the sickness!
When I was 14, that song was the shit.
Yeah, it's still a pretty good song.
Actually, when I was 14, Elvin King was like my favorite band. This folk metal band from Italy. They were my favorite band when I was like 14. Now it's like Dream Theater.
Someone say Dream Theater?
Did somebody say Dream Theater? God damn it, that script is so annoying, Luke. It's like every time in a IRC channel Luke, this asshole, is in, he fucking, like, if you type Dream Theater, he's like, it just comes up, "Did someone say Dream Theater? I love Dream Theater. God, but seriously, she sucked my nuts and it wouldn't be gay."
I actually deleted that script.
20 consecutive posts that said that on IRC.
It used to anyway.
I deleted that script because Brandon kept abusing it like he's like an asshole.
Yeah, that's what Brandon does. It's cool. Let's
not go into that.
Well, yeah, let's not. So basically,
and Cyril, you weren't there the other night when Snappleman was like really drunk, and he's like, "Give me a picture."
Oh God.
He's like, "Give me a picture of Brandon. I want to masturbate to it." And we gave him a picture, and he did it. He did it. But Liz photoshopped a picture of him with makeup to make him pretty for him. And it was hilarious. Oh, God. If I can find the picture.
Last night, we tried to tell him. Luke apparently was in the midst of typing it, but Brandon left.
Yeah, he left. I was going to tell him. Just, hey, dude.
IRC, go to Espernet and go to /OC Remix, I think. It's just the... Shit. I accidentally quit chat.
Dick Vimble.
Where was this chat at? I think it was at #OC Remix or #OC Remix.
It was OC Remix, yeah.
Yeah, on the Espernet, which is Esper.net. You have to figure out how to use IRC. At some point I could teach you guys, but tonight, not the night. Sorry,
boys.
But I don't know. I don't really have much else to do, talk about, say, whatever. Anybody else?
Kill him with a pancake.
Someday this show will be a bit more balanced as far as, like, I felt like we had an overload of sex today. I don't know about you guys, but I feel like my...
That's an understatement.
My, like, metaphorical anus... No, actually, I'm not going to be, because though I did drink 20 proof beer today, I drank it slowly enough to where I'm going to finish this beer, be done for tonight, and then tomorrow night I'll be able to drink. Yeah, and there's only 4 games left, so yes. Actually, I do have more things to say.
I love that picture. That's amazing. I love that. I'm posting it on Facebook.
Right now.
Oh my God.
That's going on Facebook immediately.
I wonder what the hell that's about, man. Oh my God. That's...
Why does my pillow have a boner?
Now that...
Hey, are we on the air?
Are we on a song break?
No, we're not on a song break.
Hey Connor, I'm probably going to go soon.
Okay, well, I mean, we're going to be done in like 2 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. Like, all the sleeping I did not do recently all caught up to me. All
right, fair enough. Go to bed. When I said we are not on a song break, but apparently you didn't hear the not.
Oh.
Doesn't really matter. All right, everyone, sleep well. Go to 8bitx.com. Tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, if you really like video games and have the time to commit to craziness, pandemonium, as Will 8BitX would say.
What are you talking about?
Also, go to yournakedservant.com.
Don't go to yournakedservant.com.
Go there.
Do not.
Oh, that.
Don't do it.
Do not do it.
Also,
that is not good.
Go to.
I apologize. That was a dick move. I apologize.
Also, go to. Go to 8bitx.com Saturdays, or Sundays rather, at 8 p.m. for OCAD, which is about as much pandemonium. They're doing Drunken Podcast Month. I'm drinking. I drink every night I do my podcast thing, so whatever. But you know what I'm going to end with? The best song on the face of the world. The Silly Show. Good night, everyone. I lied for a second. I want to thank everyone who's in the chat room. Everyone.
Who's Tafler? Who the heck are you thinking?
They spell wrong. Yeah, that's you, Taylor. So,
I know.
M1, thanks for coming and listening out. Lexi, thanks for listening in. Murby, thanks for being on. Narrator, which is Chase.
Like that, everybody.
Octavia, thanks for sticking around tonight. Like, I'm surprised you did, and I hope you'll stick around in the future. Sean, you come out every night, and I don't know how you listen to it. Marshmallow, thanks for being out. Valron, always a pleasure. Zarnax, thanks for staying up in. And Math Grant, same thing. I apologize to Crayola Brony if he ever listens to the podcast. I know you weren't into it, but we'll try to. We'll probably be a little less nasty tomorrow. And that's everyone. Thanks
a
lot for listening.
We need a safe diversion for OCAD. That's where it really culminates.
Yeah, and OCAD's going to be ridiculous. If we ever do a show with OCAD, it'd be completely ridiculous. But enjoy the Serial Silly Show theme, and then it's going to be back to the auto DJ. Good night, everyone.